hear me okay?
Yes.
My name is Michael Hammer, and I'm the Commission's designated presiding officer for this hearing. This is the time and place noticed for hearing in the application of Questar Gas Company to change the infrastructure rate adjustment. That's Commission docket number 16-057-16. Let's go ahead and take appearances, please.
I'm Jennifer Clark. I'm here on behalf of Questar Gas Company. And with me, I have Jordan Stevenson, who will be the company's witness in this matter.
Good morning. Patricia E. Schmidt with the Attorney General's Office, representing the Division of Public Utilities. As the division's witness this morning, we have Mr. Eric Orton, who is sitting beside me at council table.
Rex Olson with the Attorney General's Office on behalf of the Office of Consumer Services, and with me from the office is Dan Martinez.
Are there any preliminary matters that we need to address before we commence with testimony? Then, since it's Questar's application, we'll ask Questar to call its first witness.
Thank you. The company calls Jordan Stevenson.
Mr. Stevenson, as long as the court reporter is okay with it, I'm fine with you staying seated where you are. Mm-hmm. Mr. Stevenson, do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you. Mr. Stevenson, please state your full name and your business address.
Jordan Stevenson, and it's 333 South State, Salt Lake City, Utah.
What is your title?
I'm a senior regulatory analyst.
Did you prepare the application in this matter, or was it prepared under your direction?
Yes.
Do you have any corrections to the application or its exhibits?
No.
Would you adopt the application and the accompanying exhibits as your testimony today?
Yes.
Mr. Stevenson, would you please summarize the relief the company is requesting in this docket?
Yes. In this docket, the company seeks to adjust the infrastructure tracker replacement rate to include approximately $17 million of investment related to replacement projects that were in service as of October 31st, 2016. The company times these filings around when investment is closed. This year, the filings were made 1 month apart for this replacement adjustment charge. Because of the large amounts of investment that closed in September and October of 2016. The majority of the additional investment since the last filing occurred in the Feeder Line 21 and Salt Lake Belt Main projects in October. The company is requesting a $2.2 million increase in annual revenue related to this investment, resulting in a total annual revenue requirement of $19.4 million. If approved, this would result in an increase of $1.70 per year, or 0.25%, paid by a typical customer using 80 decatherms per year. And that concludes my summary.
The company would move for the admission of the application and accompanying exhibits.
Any objections?
No objection.
They're admitted. Thank you.
Mr. Stevens, it's available for further questions.
Any cross-examination, Ms. Schmidt?
No questions.
Mr. Olson?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Any additional witnesses, Ms. Clark?
The company has not been ready.
Thank you. Ms. Schmidt.
Thank you. The division would like to call its witness, Mr. Eric Orton. Could he please be sworn?
Mr. Orton, do you swear to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Mr. Orton, by whom are you employed and in what capacity?
The Utah Division of Public Utilities. I'm a technical consultant.
In that capacity, have you participated on behalf of the division in this docket?
Yes.
Did you prepare or cause to be prepared the division's action request response filed with the commission on November 14th, 2016?
Yes.
Do you have any changes that need to be made to that action request response?
No, I believe it's accurate.
With that, do you adopt the action request response as your testimony today?
I do.
The division would like to move that the action request response filed on November 14th, 2016 be admitted.
Any objection?
No objection.
They're admitted.
Thank you. Mr. Orton, do you have a summary today?
I do.
Please proceed.
Thank you. In this filing, the company includes 1 more month of infrastructure investment placed into service, and now proposes to collect the revenue requirement associated with this investment amount in rates. This amount, in addition to what is already allowed in rates on an interim basis, provides the total revenue requirement of $19.4 Based upon the division's review, the application is compliant and will produce rates that are just, reasonable, and in the public interest. And therefore, we recommend that the application be approved on an interim basis until the division can complete its audit, at which time we'll make a final recommendation to the commission. That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Orton is now available for questioning.
Ms. Clark?
We have no questions.
Mr. Olson?
No questions.
Thank you. Anything else, Ms. Schmidt?
Nothing else. Thank you very much.
Mr. Olson?
Thank you. Mr. Martinez has now prepared a statement that is here available if there are questions from the board.
Do any of the parties have any questions? Mr. Martinez, I suppose I'll simply ask you whether the office has an official position or a statement of position in this matter. I mean, I know you haven't formally prepared anything, but do you have a recommendation for the commission?
The office did review the company's application, and the information that has already been stated in the record, the office agrees with and is, did not have anything further to add to the record at this time.
So not to press you, but you're not, the office is not recommending approval or recommending that the commission not approve.
The office does not oppose the company's application this time.
Thank you. Ms. Clark, any questions?
I have no questions for Mr. Martinez.
Ms. Schmidt?
No questions.
Anything else, Mr. Olson?
Nothing further, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Well, I know that these rates are requested to be effective December 1st, so is there a request perhaps for a bench order?
Yes, please, the company would request that the commission approve the application on an interim basis via a bench order so that rates can be effective December 1st.
Okay, well, I'll need to see if I can wrangle a quorum together, so we'll be in recess for just a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's go back on the record, please. Mm-hmm. Having considered the application, the accompanying exhibits, and the testimony presented at hearing, the Commission finds the application to be just, reasonable, and in the public interest. The Commission therefore grants the application and approves the rates proposed in the application on an interim basis until the Division completes its audit. This bench order has been approved and confirmed by the Commission, and the Commission will issue a written order to memorialize it. If there's nothing further from the parties?
No, thank you.
Nothing further from the Division?
Nothing further.
We're adjourned. Have a nice morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.